You would like to find out how it is to work at Parsionate? Then you've come to the right place. My name is Anja Lange and I'm talking to Parsionate employees about their work, team spirit and purpose. In this episode, we will be speaking about the onboarding at Parsionate, and I'm speaking to Anna and Uli. They are both business consultants at Parsionate. Hi, welcome to the two of you.
Hi there. Hello.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, you're welcome. So you're both at the Amsterdam office and you've started not that long ago. But before we really go into how you started Parsionate was, I would like to ask you one question, which I'm asking at every episode. So what do you like most about working at Parsionate, Anna?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, people, I think. And I'm sure already people answered the same thing that I'm going to say. But yeah, like to get to know everyone. It really feels like a really cool place, like with cool people, almost like a family, you know? So yeah, I'm feeling very comfortable with everyone.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people said that already. But I guess this is exactly what makes Parsionate such a great place to work. Uli, what would you say?
It goes in the same direction because previously I worked for a company for 10 years, which had 250,000 plus employees. So it did not exactly feel like a family. Everyone was more or less a number. And it was difficult to get to know two people because it's just so large that there is no this we feeling I didn't really have. And that was the part that I was missing. Of course, people might feel comfortable basically that don't want to be known and don't want to be seen. Basically remain anonymous, then you're in the perfect place. But it's not me. And that's why I feel comfortable at Parsionate, because you get to know to everyone. Basically, now we know almost every employee by now. And with most, you actually work together. So this is the nice part that I really enjoy.
Yeah, actually, I also come from a company that had, lots of employees, a lot. And I felt like these kind of companies, they always try to push for the family meeting, right? We're family, and we all get to know each other, blah, blah, blah. But here it really feels like it. Like it's not something that is pushed to us. Like it's just like a feeling that you get, that it's not forced. It's just like a natural thing.
Yeah, not just a label.
There's these reoccurring events that we have as part of onboarding, as part of the whole company, like a Christmas party and whatever. Where basically people are encouraged. You're not enforced, you're encouraged.
Exactly.
It's your own free choice whether you want to be part of the Christmas party or not. But of course, why not? It's a great chance to mingle with the others. It's a fun event, so it's not something that is absolutely lame and boring. You're encouraged to be there. And both of us, and I think a whole lot of other people, were 2 weeks ago at the Christmas party. It was, in my eyes, it was a full success, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You really want to participate in these kind of things.
Well, we're talking to the two of you because obviously you're not that long time at Parsionate and your first day at Parsionate isn't that long ago. So Anna, it's not been that long. Can you still remember your first day at Parsionate?
Yeah, well, actually, I had to go back like in my calendar to see all the activities from the first day because, I feel that it's quite some time ago. But now that I saw that, yeah, it was really, really nice. It was on September 1st, I think. And I got to go to Stuttgart to the main offices for 2 days to start. So, yeah, that was like a very good thing to know that you're going to start a job in the main office with all the people and so on. And it was not just by myself here in Amsterdam, you know, so it was already with the people and so on. It was really fun.
I can imagine. So what did it look like? What did you do on your first day?
Well, first of all, the thing that impressed me the most was that I arrived to the office and I met Mika, and he was introducing me to everyone and he knew everyone's name. Like if everyone was walking, oh yeah, you should meet this guy and this guy and this guy. So I thought like, oh, okay, maybe he knows everyone just because he's that way. But then I noticed that everyone knew everyone. Like, it was not just him. Like, they all know each other in like, first name basis and know more or less who is who and what is who is doing what and so on. So that was like the first thing, like from day one, minute one, I felt like everyone knew each other. So it was a very, very good first impression for me.
So that's been a bit more than 3 months. Only for you, it's already been a bit longer at Parsonate. Can you still remember your first day?
I can remember, yes. Even like even though it's a bit longer, it was the 1st of June. That was my first day. It was a Monday, I believe. I'm not entirely sure anymore. But anyway, I flew in the night before because there was a whole lot of program actually sort of coordinated for us, for all the new starters that day to go through. And I actually decided, you know what, I don't want to be on the first flight out from Amsterdam. Because A, I might miss it. B, I have to get up at 4 a.m. So I'd like to travel in the night before, be relaxed and yeah, have a normal breakfast and not be all stressed out about it. Barely slept a wink the night before. Anxiousness, you know, new job and everything after 10 years of being in the same company. And of course, you then have those like, is this going to be okay? Is this like, did I make the right choice? You have all these thoughts going through your head. But the moment I arrived, that was all, I had no such thoughts anymore. Because as Anna said, I've worked 10 years in a company where I couldn't name 5 people with their first name. And within 5 minutes, I already knew more people in this company, Parsonate, than in my previous company where I spent 10 years. Because it was just like, you get introduced to everyone. Of course, it's overwhelming to remember all these names at first. Because you get introduced to a billion people and everyone's called Michael or Matthias. I think those are the two top ranked names at Parsonate. There is at least 4 or 5 Michaels. There is a bunch of Matthiases. So that was very, very intimidating at first. It was like, oh, which Michael? But it's in a funny way. So it wasn't like, oh my God, I don't get this. But yeah, I felt very comfortable. And then you get all your IT equipment, which was handed out very professionally. Everyone got the same thing, like your swags, the t-shirts, the bottles, the phones, the laptops. And of course, everything worked. So that was also something that I do not quite remember that way from previous companies, where you basically just sit there for a bunch of hours or days and basically poke your nose till something happens and you don't even know who to ask to make this kind of stuff happen. And yeah, it was all basically so professionally rolled out that stuck with me. Yeah,
I wanted to say exactly the same thing. I know it from other people, from other companies, where you spend like 1 week just organizing all your accesses, your technical equipment. You can't really work because you don't have any access to nothing.
it was
Anna's face already. It would be nice if our listeners could see that. So Anna, how is it for you? Did everything work smoothly from the start? And how was the support?
Yeah, exactly. Like in previous experience, it was just as you're saying, like you just arrive to a new company, they give you stuff and then you have to figure it out by yourself. You have to call the IT department and create a ticket and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, like you have to figure out all of these things by yourself. And here it was so easy. They gave us a laptop. We had the IT guys with us explaining like, this is the rules, this is what you can do and what you cannot and so on. And yeah, they told us if you have anything, like the normal thing is to create a ticket and so on, but you're new, so you can just approach us, just a call or anything, like very available for us. They knew that we were new, so they make it really, really easy for us. Thankfully, I didn't have to reach out because everything was working very good, even the phone, and I am not the best person to handle iPhones. But yeah, everything worked really, really fine since day one. That was cool.
And Uli had the same experience, I guess.
Yeah. And like honestly, best experience in my professional life when it comes to the whole get your equipment sort of thing. Because yeah, it's the same in previous, like here is your stuff, but raise a ticket, but we don't give you the login for the computer. So how you raise the ticket will leave up to you. Because you only get the login via the ticket and you're like, how am I exactly supposed to achieve this? And it's like, yeah, so there is a couple of hoops you have to jump through that weren't quite clear to me before. Plus, before I was at a bank where you first had to provide your record, like your criminal record sheet. I don't have criminal records, just for the record.
Disclaimer.
However, before you hand this sheet in, you don't get anything. Yeah. And it takes 2 weeks for that sheet to be processed. So basically, you're already 2 weeks there and you have that you can do nothing. And it's so frustrating. And I thought here within 2 minutes, I basically was operative. And there it took 2 weeks to basically even achieve anything.
Set up everything. Yeah, very good. So that's different at Parsonate. You've both took part at the Parsonate startup days. What exactly is that and how did that go, Anna?
I don't know if every time is the same, but when I had my startup days, there was like 10, 15 people that was starting also with me. So we were like a big group. And the first thing, it was very, very nice to get to know all each other from different offices, all of the new people. So you already have people that were going through the same thing as I was doing. So that was very cool. And we had a lot of presentations about literally everything. What is Parsonate? The structure, the history, marketing, sales, everyone, everything. It was really nice. Like you really get like really involved in the topic, in what is the company, what are you going to do, and so on. So we had a chance to see like from every department a little bit of what they're doing and what they're not and so on. So it was really nice to really get to know the company from the beginning. And again, you don't have to figure out by yourself after 5 months like, oh, this is sales, you know, like it's already from the beginning. This is what we're doing. This is our plans and so on. So it was really, really nice to get to know the company from the start.
Uli, did you take part in the same startup days as Anna?
Yes. So for me, it was also the first startup day. So I also cannot comment on whether they are conducted always in the same fashion. And I also was at the beginning very curious how the startup days differ from all the other trainings and onboarding things that we've basically experienced before the startup days. So for me, it was interesting, like, so what else are they going to show us? And then it was, of course, interesting to see all those, because basically then every single department, finance, sales, marketing, business consulting, technical consulting, they sort of present themselves, what they do, what their team is, or where they're located. So for example, for technical consulting, they're not all in Stuttgart. They're also in near shore, like in Poland locations and stuff like that. So it was interesting to see what every single department has to share, which you didn't know yet. And of course, you get to meet all the new starters. So I knew the starters I started with on the 1st of June. But of course, I didn't know anyone that started on the 1st of July, 1st of August, 1st of September, hadn't met them yet. So therefore, it is a great way for all the new starters to meet each other on top of all the existing employees who are also there for the startup days. And of course, the day ends with a big bang, kind of like a nice event. So that is also a nice way of ending it all together to sort of continue the day of mingling. Yeah.
Yeah. Since you are both working at the Parsonate office in Amsterdam, would you say that it is a different start in being one of the other offices of Parsonate? Or would you say it was actually the same because you came here to Stuttgart, you got the same great support? How would you describe that, Anna?
To be honest, I thought it was going to be harder because, just the idea of I am in another office and I am very far away from the main office, I thought it was going to be kind of tricky, you know, like to get to know everyone and say like, hi, I am the one that it's far from you, or like the foreigner, you know. But no, they actually did a very good job, as I was saying, like introducing us to everyone. And as Uli was saying, that we have like a party afterwards and you got to mingle with everyone and so on. So they made it quite easy. Like, I didn't really feel like I was a foreigner or I was from somewhere else, you know? I really feel like a local with everyone. They make it very easy. Like, I was not even thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. Very great. Uli, how would you describe that? I mean, I think we can say you are German, but you are working at the Amsterdam office. So, I guess it's a bit easier then for you even to connect to German.
I think for me it was... I think Anna describes it already as easy from her side. But yeah, other than that, I would say as a German, it is much easier. at least from my perspective, because I cannot comment from another perspective. Plus, I am from that area. So for me, it is, I am from Stuttgart. So for me, it is very, very, it feels like home going there. So I'm always also kind of looking forward to go to Stuttgart because I can meet my parents, which I don't get to see very often. So I can combine it also with, yeah, private things. Yeah, it didn't make it, or it didn't feel very hard to be elsewhere located. Mm. Plus they make you, they try to integrate you that you're basically just as much part of the Stuttgart office, regardless of where your location is.
Very good. And you could also take part at a Christmas party.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Also the language thing. Like I thought it was going to be really an issue because I can understand a little bit of German, but not to have a conversation. So yeah, of course, in Parsonet or in any company, I'm going to face that issue at some point. So I was thinking already about this, like, oh, yeah, I should maybe start learning German or something to communicate with people and so on. But then when we were in the startup days, it was really, really cool that people who knew that I don't speak German, they changed to English, like, automatically. You know, like, it was not very awkward, like, I'm sorry, can you change? You know, like, they just saw me and like, oh, okay, English. And it was not an issue at all.
Yeah, and I mean, Parsonet is very international and we have a lot of people from different locations as well. So I guess that's not really a problem. We've covered the technical part as well, that there's always support. And I've also heard that you can use all the technical equipment as well then on a private matter. Is that true? That you can use it for your own stuff as well?
When they gave us a laptop, there was like a presentation in some screen that it says that you can use your computer for personal things. And I was like, nah, I mean, this is not true. Like, what? And I went to the IT manager and I was like, can you explain, like, what does this mean? And he was like, yeah, if you want to use your laptop for personal things, I mean, you can, of course, as long as you keep it clean and everything. But I was really surprised, like, there was no control of you cannot check your personal email or anything. They're just like, yeah, I mean, you already have that laptop, might as well use it. So I was like, yeah. Oh, that is really nice.
I find it amazing because, of course, when you're traveling and stuff like that, you don't want to be, like, carrying around two laptops just on one laptop to be able to do Gmail and the other laptop, which is a perfectly fine laptop to do your work with, which could do Gmail, but it's just everything's locked down. Again, where I came from, everything was locked down. So I always had to basically type my emails either on my phone or I had to take my Chromebook with me, which also increases your luggage weight and it's just painful. And here I can just reply to my Gmails when I'm in a hotel, which is the normalest thing in the world to also have a bit of a private life after work and not have to carry with you two, three devices to achieve certain things and to watch a Netflix movie late at night.
That's exactly what I wanted to say.
Of course, yeah.
So I can here freely say that I have the Netflix app on this laptop installed because I do believe Netflix is not something that automatically downloads viruses and things like that. And no one has said anything about it because, again, it's your own free choice to do it.
Yeah, without violating any rules.
Exactly. As long as you like don't use it while working, then... Which is...
Well, that's just common sense.
Goes without saying, yes.
The last topic I would like to talk about is the topic of mentoring. So I've heard there's also a mentoring program. Did you take part in this and what exactly is that?
Yes, actually it was... Yeah, for me it also was very uncommon, let's say, that even before I joined Parsonet, so I already signed my contract and everything. And then my team leader back then, she texted me like, hey, before starting, maybe we have this mentor program, blah, blah, blah. Who do you think might be a good option for you? Someone technical, someone more strategic? And I was like, dude, I've not even started. And they're already telling me that I'm going to have a mentor and someone that's going to help me and so on. So even before my day one, I was already really happy about that. And then, yeah, I got a mentor. Shout out to Nicholas. He's a very good guy. And yeah, he's helping me with since day one of, again, who is who, because as Uli was saying, we met like 1,000 people in one day and you have to remember all the names and so on. And he's putting it like softly for me, like, okay, this guy is doing what and remember this guy and so on, like trying to get me enrolled like in an easier way, let's say. And I talk to him like at least every 2 weeks, and he's checking on me like, how are you doing? Do you need something? And whenever I do need something, he connects me to the right people and so on. So yeah, I think it's a great thing that since day one, you already have a mentor, and a mentor that's not only telling you what to do or telling you names. He's a mentor that he knows about my career, and he's trying to push me where I want to go, right? So from day one, I'm very happy about that.
And Uli, what about you?
For me, it wasn't quite the same that I've been before I started, asked whether I wanted a mentor that is more technical or business oriented. But nevertheless, when on my first day, I found out who my mentor is, or is it then called mentee? No, I'm the mentee.
No, it's your mentor. You are
the
mentee.
I'm the mentee. He's the mentor. Yeah. So that way, I found out on my first working day who my mentor is. We've had regular sessions, and as Anna says, I can only repeat it. Basically, they help you get basically integrated into the company. The frequency of our meetings have become less and less because, of course, the more you grow into the company, the less you need this guidance. But at the beginning, it was intense. Not intense in a negative way. It was intense as in you could make use as much as you wanted to of this mentor to basically ask any kind of question. And they would help you with the answers or help you point you towards the right person who can answer that question if they couldn't, because no one knows everything. But yeah, it was very helpful. And it was also a first time for me to join a company that had such a mentor program.
It sounds like the start was very nice for the two of you at Parsinate. I've really enjoyed talking to you and finding out more about the onboarding at Parsinate. I would like to say for you a lot of success, a lot of fun for your next months and years to come at Parsinate. Thank you so much, Anna and Uli.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.